QW4DJW Mobile.
Q84FDI.
QHV Mobile.
QHV W4DJW. Hey, Nick.
Morning, Dave. How are you today?
I went out yesterday. I'm early up this morning getting dryer vents and cleaning tools to clean that dryer vent. You know you got to do that or you burn your house down.
It's a little closer. I've got that stuff. I come over and help you with it.
Catch a bird.
Again, tomorrow morning. As I know, I haven't talked to her much this week, but we made plans for Sunday.
Better luck this Sunday than last Sunday. Wish you lots of luck.
I don't think you will end up hearing what happened there at the end. Got an interesting story there if you want to hear it.
It is part of that. I was going through a low spot.
I said, I don't believe I told you about what happened last time we went out. I've got an interesting story if you got time to hear it.
I got a few minutes or a minute or two before I get to Home Depot.
Well, I think after we got off from talking to you, I believe that was prior to us really throwing the trap out. Is that correct?
That's affirmative. You were going to put it out.
All right. So that was the first time we threw that trap out, and turns out there's a hole in it that a mouse could fit through. So we throw the trap out and whack the birds for a little bit, and they bump, and that's what we call it when they fly off. So those two birds bump, and we went to go recover the trap, and no mice in it. So I hop out and start looking around, and we find them, right? So we're able to recover the mice, and, we grab the trap, and I pull out my Leatherman, and I say, hey, look, there's some holes here. Use this Leatherman and close up these holes.
Well, I hate that for you, but stuff like that, if it can't happen, it's going to happen.
That's not over yet. So we think we got those holes all closed up, right? And we get another nice, real good-looking bird, it's going to be a perfect bird for her. And we put the mice in it, throw the trap out, bird's like excited, looks at it, bobbing his head, he's getting at it, and he flies down, but he lands about maybe 6 or 7 feet away from the trap, and we had it on a hill, so couldn't really see the ground, right, where that was, and we're like, okay, we're just going to sit here and wait, and maybe he'll go hop on that trap, and you'll see what happens, and we'll know what to do. So we sit there and wait about 30 seconds, and that bird hops back up onto a fence line pole, and he actually, he recovered those mice for us.
What eyes they are by being dummies, did they?
That's right. She learned about it. She learned a good lesson, too, So I hadn't actually ever experienced that. That was the first one for me. And I gave her a different trap to use than the one that she had there. And hopefully this weekend there are no holes in the trap I gave her. So she'd be good to go.
Traps are they cloth traps?
So we make them out of hardware cloth. I recommend a half-inch hardware cloth to my apprentices. The one that I gave her is made with a heat dome for a restaurant heat light. So they're metal. And then we cover them with snares. They're hand-tied snares, which is why I had to give her my trap, so she could retie all the snares on it. But it's basically just a fly fishing knot that we use about 20-pound monofilament with.
Oh, you're with that hardware cloth. I use that for my pigeons. Not chicken wire, but hardware cloth. And but it's a quarter inch and an eighth inch, I think it was. Maybe a half inch and a quarter inch. Yeah, that's what it was. Half inch and a quarter inch, depending on where I was putting it and what I didn't want to get into it. Well, I'm in the Home Depot parking lot, so I'm going to run down here and get my supplies for cleaning that dryer vent. And maybe if you're still there, I'll pick you up when I come out. W4DJW.
KQ4QHV. Sounds good, Dave. 73. I'll talk to you later. KQ4QHV Mobile.